You're listening to Vatican Radio. From conflict to communion, that's how Lutherans and Catholics are describing their ecumenical journey of the past 50 years as they look ahead together to the 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. From Conflict to Communion is the name of a joint document from the Lutheran Roman Catholic Commission on Unity, which was presented at a press conference on Monday at the Lutheran World Federation headquarters in Geneva. The lengthy text looks at the joint responsibility for the division of the Western churches in the 16th century, addressing the challenges of healing those memories and working together for reconciliation and common witness in the world. Topics explored in the document include basic themes of Martin Luther's theology with a view to Lutheran Catholic dialogue, as well as focusing on five ecumenical imperatives for the relationship between the churches as they celebrate 2017 together. On October the 31st, 1517, German theologian Martin Luther nailed to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg his 95 theses addressing issues that he saw as urgently in need of reform. The resulting Reformation not only divided the Protestant and Catholic churches, but also radically challenged the role of religion in societies.
Many ideas and central issues of the theology of Martin Luther have been issues for the whole church.
Monsignor Matthias Türk is in charge of Lutheran Catholic relations with the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. He accompanied Council President Cardinal Kurt Koch to Geneva for the joint press conference. And earlier he spoke to me about the significance of this joint document on commemorating the Reformation together.
It is a very important landmark. After so many centuries of conflict and misunderstanding having led even to wars between nations and different people within a country, as we all know from history. This is the first Reformation anniversary, if you would want to say that, which can be addressed jointly, ecumenically. As Martin Junge, the General Secretary of the Lutheran World Federation, puts it, the commemoration of the Reformation will be an international event. It should be an ecumenical event, and it should call us to common witness and underline what we share together, instead of exposing what is still dividing between us.
The aim of this document, it specifically says, is not to tell a different history, but to tell history differently. What exactly does this mean? How do you go about doing this?
The reason for church division are very often misunderstandings and different interpretations of the same contents of faith and theological convictions. So in our international ecumenical dialogue, we were able to rediscover the common foundation, the common basis we have in these questions of faith, and we're able to express that these issues are no longer church-dividing issues. Our document is summarizing all these steps. In a way, it's harvesting what we have found that we have in common so far, and is looking ahead in order what would be our next steps possible for a common witness to the world of today.
What do you see as those next steps? As you say, the urgent need for a common witness in our increasingly secular societies.
The question of God is very important, as also Pope Benedict put it very intensely, and others say as well. We need to give witness for God, Creator and Savior, in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. This triune God is the one who unites us and who founded one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, which we are. We have to overcome our divisions and express what has been founded by Christ himself for us. And this is only what would be able to convince people of all ages, especially also in our days.
This is an important document, as you say, harvesting the fruits of the theological dialogue. But how many ordinary Catholics or Lutherans really understand the progress that has been made? Or even, in fact, the mere question of Luther not wanting to divide the church, but wanting to reform the church?
Also, from our Catholic side, the conviction is Ecclesia semper reformanda. That means the life of the church has to be reformed all the time and in every age. So we have this common intention of reformation on both Lutheran and Catholic side. And what we could do here in this document is to indicate the main themes of the theology of Martin Luther in the light already of our Lutheran-Catholic ecumenical dialogue, where we could show that many ideas and central issues of the theology of Martin Luther have been issues for the whole church, have been important elements of renovation of the church, and including the councils of Trent until the Second Vatican Council, these topics have been integrated and evaluated also by the Catholic Church, so that in a certain way, the church dividing character is no more given, not given anymore. This enables us to present anew the communion we have together, or we have found anew together, and do further steps in the direction of full visible unity of the church.
What are the possibilities of further progress between now and 2017?
Of course, our commission will not stop its work after the publication of this document, From Conflict to Communion, but will continue its intense work on the theme Baptism and Growing Church Communion. Sometimes we say we have more in common that which divides us, and we need to explain that better, what we already have in common, and looking forward to next steps. This is the theological side of our work. The other element is, of course, to worship together and to meet each other as sisters and brothers in the Lord. These elements are important on parish level, on the level of local churches, regional churches and dioceses. There are a lot of possibilities of ecumenical engagement given in the local churches than we already practice. For this, Cardinal Kasper, some years ago, has published a guide for ecumenical spirituality, where a lot of examples are given how to practice ecumenical communion at a local level.
So there is expected to be a lot of joint celebrations or commemorations as we look ahead to 2017.
Yes, our commission has also, or will also, provide liturgical material for a joint worship and ecumenical service throughout the world. Not just one service, but also more worships wherever Protestant and Catholic Christians come together. That can be in Europe or in other continents. This material wants to put into practice what our text on a theological level has explained. So there will be quotations from the text, there will be Bible readings, and especially intercessions for what the needs are of nowadays, of people nowadays, and including also a prayer of forgiveness for all wrongdoings we have committed against each other.
The document also stresses the importance of Pentecostals and new Christian movements influencing this search for reconciliation.
Oh, we are in an intense contact with all Christian denominations on the worldwide level. And this document could be a basic document for all sorts of ecumenical dialogues, not just between the Lutheran World Federation and the Catholic Church, but also for the dialogue with other ecumenical partners, because it addresses the basic intention of the necessary reformation or reform of the Church, which is necessary every time, and it addresses our relationship to God.
My thanks there to Monsignor Matthias Turk, in charge of Lutheran Catholic relations with the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. And the full text of that document, From Conflict to Communion, is available from the German Evangelische Verlagsanstalt and Bonifatius Publishing House.